Father, in Jesus' name, we come singing with melody in our hearts this morning and giving you all the glory. We thank you. Oh, what an unspeakable gift. Thank you, Father, that you gave us everything in Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that God is with us. Thank you, Lord, that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, thank you that he's here, and he's here because we gather in his name, the name Jesus. Thank you, Lord, it's the name all power is given. It's the name whereby men are saved. It's the name where the waters are stilled. It's the name, praise God, that we come to adore and worship and praise. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, help us to just lock in today. Lock into your love. And Lord, enter in deeper into this truth of how passionate you are for us to have it all. It's already been given. By faith, let us enter in and take it. All by your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. You'd open your Bibles to Luke chapter 2. We have been rejoicing, as I mentioned earlier, these past few weeks. The bridal testimony throughout the Word of God, but specifically here in our Savior's birth. It's evident, it's clear. Praise be to God, it's everywhere. And I am thankful. That's what Paul's gospel does. By his Spirit, you enter into this. It's waiting for you. You'll begin to see the Word of God in depths and lengths and breadths of love that you'd never seen. And it will never end. The Lord, again, causing us to abound in his faithfulness, this provision that he's given in the plan. And then all of the purpose of God for us to have it. And then, my, oh my, given us the very power of the Holy Ghost to go in fully because of the knowledge of his mercy and his grace. See, that's the power of the Holy Ghost. It doesn't just make you excited. It makes you thankful. And you get thankful and then you'll get excited. And then you get more thankful because of that mercy and grace. And then you begin to really fall in love. Because you see how in love he is with you. My, oh my, let's pay attention. Luke chapter 2, verse 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. Kind of got a theme there about the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, on every single one of these characters that went in to take it all. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost. Never changed. That he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. What an abundant praise. Mine eyes have seen thy salvation. And what we have here is a life, a man. He lived for this moment. All he desired in his life was that he would live unto the appearing of the Lord. And that was the word of God to him. Amen. It was the unction of the Spirit in him that the Lord gave to him. It was even the Spirit that brought him in to see such a thing. See, it was never by man's might, was it? It was never by man's thought, by man's goodness, by man's doing whatsoever. It was all by the word of his grace. It was all by this wonderful word that came to him and touched his heart. God sent it to the thing that he would perform it in. And he performed it in this precious brother. It sung to his heart. It meant something to him. It didn't fall on deaf ears. It fell upon fertile ground. Lord, make our lives fertile ground. Amen. Amen. That this word doesn't just fall upon something that is a hard place, a stony place, but Lord, a place that is softened, that is watered, that is ready to receive. Lord, some place, praise God, that will take in, yea, the deep things of you. Now notice what he did when he saw his salvation. He didn't just look at it. He took it up in his arms and he embraced him. He didn't just see it afar off a foot or two. I'm going in and getting it. I got to hold him. I have to embrace him. God brought me here. Like these people say, oh, what am I going to do when I see him? I know exactly what I'm going to do when I see him. I'm going to run into him. Maybe fly, I don't know. But I'm going to embrace him. And he is going to embrace me. This was the longing in this man's heart. Was to see. But oh, when he got in there by the unction of the Spirit, it wasn't just a seeing that was going to happen. It had to be an embrace. He had to take that one whom loved him so and draw him to his breast too. Now, once again, just as in all the sermons these past few weeks, the Lord has given us this Christmas time. It's all about the Lord's appearing. It's all about the Lord's appearing. That's exactly what it's about. And we've seen through this only a handful in each instance. And even here, just one man had this passion, received this calling to see the Lord's appearing. Once again, I ask you, us looking back at this, if this was our time and knowing what we know happened, if we were in this time, wouldn't we all be in that place? You'd do anything to get there. You would, it doesn't matter what's going on. We're going to be there. You think. And we've got a better thing. Are you there? You notice this fellow was abiding there. Amen? He was waiting there. I'm waiting here, which is there. In the instant of that heart, praise God, Jesus is going to appear. He said it here. And you know what happens when he says something? It happens. It happens. And praise be to God. This man saw the Lord's appearing. Most had forgotten about it. Let me tell you something. They heard the word of the Lord. We saw just last week. We read that old fella, Herod. He knew those prophets and sorcerers, they knew, they read, but they didn't believe. You understand that? Let me tell you something. This thing wasn't hidden. It's been made known. Paul's gospel has been preached to every creature under heaven. Do you know the word of God tells us that in Colossians? My gospel has been preached to every creature under heaven. Don't go thinking in your mind, well, this one had it and this one didn't. No, it's been preached. That word is there for any life that wants it. God is not a respecter of person. Don't be stupid. God gave his son Jesus and he died for the sin of all men. He died for the sin of the world. It's there. He would that all men be saved and come to a full knowledge of the truth. Don't be stupid. And I will say that, because it is correct. If you think otherwise, because that's the word of God. God help us to get out of our minds and get in the word of God and understand what it says. But see, these ones had heard the word of God. They had heard these things, but most had forgotten. Matter of fact, almost all of them. They didn't believe the word really meant what it said. And they just became indifferent. What is preached here that the Word of God does not say? By the grace of God, nothing. By the grace of God, I can stand before you in confidence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and tell you that nothing has been withheld. This word is preached. And by the grace of God, let us believe. Amen? Amen. Don't become indifferent. Abide in this. It'll come forth. He that shall come will come, and he will not tarry. All he's asked us, be ready. Amen? Be ready. Anticipate this. But see, most had been forgotten this, but those that believe, those that expected, you know what? They received. Those that have faith are always rewarded with what they hoped for. And that's the truth. And how powerful this is for us today. We have a better thing. The Word of God tells us that. We have a better thing. We have exceeding great and precious promises. We too have a prophecy, the encouragement by the Spirit to be alive, to be alive at the coming of the Lord. Just as Simeon received the prophecy, he received the prophecy through Isaiah. We receive our prophecy through the Apostle Paul. Oh, yes, we do. And just as the Apostle Paul, brothers and sisters, we can be alive and we can be awake and we can be looking and we can be longing. And I'll tell you what, we can be caught up together with the Lord in the air. There's an appointment always for those that believe. Simeon had that appointment, didn't he? And why? By faith. By faith. He could have chosen not to believe. Shepherds, wise men, Mary. You mean you got that kind of favor on me? Well, I'll take that. That's the Word of God. It's never changed. Man thinks they're so smart. I got a sweet cousin, and I mean, he works for the really so smart. But I pray that he realizes that man's wisdom is foolishness to God. I mean, we got stuff, I'm telling you, in our phones and all. It is. It's like magic. But that's fool's magic compared to God. And you better know that. And it's the truth. See, the Lord doesn't need gadgets. He don't need silicon. He don't need precious minerals and things like that to do things. He's got his Son. And he's all powerful. And he speaks it, and it's so. And he thinks it, and it's so. And he commands, and it's so. But isn't it amazing? All he wanted us to do is just to love him. He sure is a wonderful God, isn't he? What a tender fella. Praise his name. Now, Simeon received that prophecy through the prophets. We receive it by the grace of God through the Apostle Paul, by the Spirit. And by the grace of God, brothers and sisters, we too can be at that appearing. But not taking our Savior to our breast as a baby, but those that will receive his appearing will be taking the Savior to their breast as a bridegroom. Amen. Remember 3 weeks back how we started into this? Isaiah had spoken, and he said that Christ would come as a baby. I'm sure many scoffed at that. They didn't want that. They wanted Christ to come as this triumphant one. And we saw the proof of that some 33 years later when Jesus came back into Jerusalem. You know that. He came back riding, and they had them palms and waving them, and our King has come. He's going to save us from the Romans. They missed it completely. It was the Savior who had come, who was going to die for their sin. See? Once again, the Word of God is the mark. And for this appearing of the Lord, It's going to be for those that are longing to see their bridegroom. It doesn't change. It's that encouragement. It's that mark for the prize for the high calling. You know what that is? We've read through that many times. You'll find out that that even means that high calling speaks of an embrace. The highest embrace. Think about the embrace that Simeon had here. That was about as high an embrace that he knew. Amen? This is my Savior. I'm bringing salvation to me. Praise God. It's come to me. And I'm embracing it. But praise the Lord what's being brought to us. Salvation with eternal glory.
Amen.
Amen. How wonderful. And that's what's so beautiful is this encouragement in the Lord that we grow up into that. That was there for Simeon to embrace a baby. But now for us who believe, what's to be embraced is going to be that bridegroom. How marvelous. Now all these sermons, the past few weeks, they've all been about one thing. What you expect in the Word is what you'll receive. Simple as that. What you expect in the Word of God is what you'll receive. And that's it. What you're looking for in this Word, what you are living in your heart for according to this Word, is what you are going to receive. So I got a real bright idea. How about all grace? How about we believe the whole counsel of God? How about we just go in there and believe Him fully? Amen? How about receive the Word of God and what it has said for us and say, I'll take that. Amen? You know, it's never changed. All of those precious lives in Hebrews chapter 11, they all attained by faith. They just believed. They were a bunch of failures, disobedient, messed up, all these different things. But one thing they had all in common, they had faith in God. They believed His Word. They didn't look at the outward appearance of things. They looked at the inward heart of God, His Word, and said, I believe. And without failure, every single one of them, they entered in faith. When you believe God, let me tell you something. It pleases God. He's excited about that. He'll draw nigh unto you as you draw nigh unto Him. You draw nigh unto Him by faith, by believing the Word of God. He becomes familiar, comfortable to you. He's your peace. He's your rest. He's your understanding. He's your mind. He's your path. He's your light. He's your strength. He's your hope. He's your shield. He's your buckler. He's your high tower. He enters into the depths of hell. As David said, though I make my bed in hell, He is there with me. That's how familiar He is. That's how comforting He is. When He told me, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, I bank on that. That's my life. That's my life. I know it ain't predicated on Jesse. I know it was finished on that cross. I know that He loves me like that because He's told me and He's shown me. And He's shown you time and time and time again how faithful He is. Every time you thought in your self-righteousness, oh, I'm going to, He's shown you, you can't do that. It ain't going to work that way. Oh, I'm going to follow God. You watch me. Where'd I go? Thank God He didn't leave you. He wants you to know Him. He wants you to know Him. He wants you to know how He loves you. He doesn't want you to fear Him in a sense of being afraid. That fear the Word of God speaks of is awe. You think about in type again as we're on Wednesday nights just rejoicing in that Holy of Holies. The cherubim that represent those that have grown up fully in the Lord. What do they look at? They just look at the blood on the mercy seat. They stare at nothing else. They don't toil. They're just like a lily. They just grew right up out of that mercy, right up out of that beaten gold, and they're perfect. and they're one. Their faces are hidden. I don't need to be seen. All I need to do is look at him. It's a marvelous time. Those that will know this will of God. And it is a marvelous time. Now, I'll tell you what. You pray according to this word, you'll receive what the word has for you. In John 15, chapter 7, how mighty. It says in John 15, chapter 7, Jesus said, if ye abide in me, and here we go, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Isn't that beautiful? See, I thank God. We abide in him. I'm in Christ. You know why? Because I'm saved. I'm saved. I thank God he has finished that for me. Now, and my words abide in you. I want to know those words. I want to hear those words. I want to be confident in nothing else but those words. And here we go. And ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Let me tell you something. When those words are in you, there's only one will that you'll want. And that's the will of him. You'll ask for these things. You'll ask for the things that are forever. You'll ask for the things that are profitable. That's what happens when his words dwell in you. You won't ask in the childish things. You'll ask in the mature things. You know, when you're really in love with somebody, what do you ask them? What's in your heart? What do you want to know? What they would want, amen? When you really love somebody, don't you want to know what they would want? Well, I really love Jesus, and I want to know what he wants. I want to know what's in his heart for me. And all he wants me to do is to know how much he loves me. How much he loves me. And we're told that. He said, know the love of Christ. When you really love somebody, that's what you want them to know, is how much you love them. And when you really love someone, you know what you want to get from them? Love. That's it. Why? How could it be anything else? I don't have anything to give him. My goodness, he spoke this stuff. What could I work for him? All my sweat and labor. Poor Cain. What a disappointment. It was all there provided by the Lord all the time. Bring me the lamb. Now. Here we go. Just like Mary, be it done unto me according to thy word. Remember her saying it? After God had revealed his mercy? You're the one. Yep, I'm it. I'll take it. If you're going to pass it by and don't hear it, I'm taking it. I'm going right in. I heard him told me, I'm it. I'm highly favored. Okay, I'm right there. Be it done unto me according to thy word. See, Mary represented that mercy. The shepherds, what did they represent? They were fully purposed. Remember, let us go now. Hasten. Don't wait on this. The wise men, what did they represent? They were the true worshipers. I want to get in there to worship. I want to draw nigh in fervent love to kiss him. That's what worship is. And then finally, this Simeon, what does his life represent? If by any means I might attain. Amen. That's what he lived for. You see, it's all there. It's all there. It's so clear. And you know what happened to every single one of them? They received the promise. They received the promise. Can you imagine God did what he said? Oh, my. And with what we have been given and what we have been told, we should be so far more incensed in passion, in running into this. Oh, it is. I'm serious. I'm going to take off around the church. Man, oh, man. Man, oh, man. by the grace of God, we're going to take that out of the church. It's all over here. It is. It's all over here. Mary, the shepherds, the wise men, this precious man, Simeon. What you are looking for in this word, what you are living for in your heart, according to this word, is what you are going to receive. Oh God. And it's not in flesh, but it's in faith and heart. It's faith in the word. It's faith in his heart. See, I have faith in his heart. I have faith in his desire. I have faith in his promise. I get it. I am only, but beautifully, a vessel of mercy that he bestows the riches of his glory upon. That's all I am. I'm a mercy vessel. Helpless. Incompetent. Pour it on. The riches of his glory. But here you go. But those are the ones that, you know what? They love his appearing. All of these, they just loved his appearing. Mary was a nobody. Oh, those were some great wise men. They were kings, magi. We got to see the Savior. Aren't you thankful? He didn't say, not any mighty. He didn't say, not any wise. There's a few. And let me tell you something. They gave it all and said, I want him. Amen. And then the lowly shepherds. He brings them in too. Can you imagine that? And then Simeon, that old fella. They forgot about him. Who's that one in here? Fred? Jimmy? I can't remember his name. God didn't forget him. That's my man, because he hearkened unto me. He heard me. He heard my voice. He knew I was serious. Well, I'll tell you what, brothers and sisters, those that are looking for him right now and loving his appearing, they're going to see salvation with eternal glory. Oh, yes. Oh, there's a multitude of the heirs of God. And I'm thankful for the heirs of God. But I'll tell you what. Those that have seen their salvation like that, that's a wonderful thing. But those that receive the whole counsel of God and suffer together with Christ and love his appearing, they will be the joint heirs as a husband and wife. Those will be the saints glorified together with him. In closing, I love this so sweetly, just like Joshua said. I should say, as God said to Joshua. And I'm sure Joshua said it back to God. Chapter 1, verse 3 of Joshua. God said to Joshua, every place that thy sole of your foot shall tread upon. Did you hear that? Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. What happens if Joshua would have never went on? What if Joshua would have said, oh, I've got enough. What a shame. What a shame it would have been to forgo all of that promise. You know? All of what God had intended him. And I thank God for Joshua. That passion that God put in his heart, it sings in me. His heart was always, he not only gave us this, there's more land to walk through. He said, everywhere where the sole of my foot shall tread, that he has given unto me. I'm sure he had passion. I'm telling you. I'll tell you what. He probably told God, I know, God, this ain't true. But I'm going to live like I'm going to exhaust all your promises. He wanted to walk through it and more every day. I'm sure he tired everybody out. He probably said, haven't you gone far enough? You haven't seen anything yet. Now, brothers and sisters, what awaits us by faith? Nothing ever written or told is even worthy to be compared. I think each and every one of us, truly, yeah, we think of these Christmas time and How good God has been to us. I'd love to give him something. Well, you know what you give him? Believe him. It's all he wants. All he wants you to do is take what he's given. Believe what he said. Receive the gospel. How about this? Of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. How about go walk throughout all of it? How about by the grace of God to know it, believe it, and truly to take it for your own? Because as the word of God tells us, there is a bridegroom that's now waiting for an embrace. And just as Simeon, all you have to do is believe. You happy in the Lord? Amen. Them that believe, always happy in the Lord. And you know what? They're never disappointed. He's coming. He's coming. And I'm so thankful. He's not just coming. He's coming for me. Amen. 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 We can stand and worship the Lord together. It's okay. Let's praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Father, 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 thank you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you for your vessels of mercy and grace. Thank you, Lord, for the word of your grace and how all-powerful it is, sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts through the joint and the marrow, Lord God, discerning the very intent of the heart. And Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. It is your heart. It's your love. It's your purpose. And Lord, let each and every one of us receive it in more joy today and more thanksgiving in this Christmas time. To be thankful, truly thankful for the mercy and the grace of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, whom in him is all grace and truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.